friends. So now I'm going to be reading from, it's a manuscript called 35 Breakfast Poems, and it's a series, like I said, of poems about breakfast that are numbered. So, all right, number one, Breakfast in the Design Hall of Portraits. Breakfast in the Design Hall of Portraits starts at 9 in the morning. Whoever knows must dress to go to a diorama daily. She must shrink. Breakfast in the Design Hall of Portraits lasts all day. My sister, who keeps waking up behind plexiglass, knows about it, gets dressed in tiny clothes, brings her camera for breakfast in the Design Hall of Portraits. She knows where we all went, how our time was spent idly, she tells us. Outdoors, we can only assume that grandmother peers underneath, east. We close our eyes halfway to see the hairline vein at the edge of the eye in the half light. Breakfast in the Design Hall of Portraits consoles my sister. We stay there all day, all week. Around the wooden table, my sister and me, we each get our own pair of antlers. Venison breakfast in the Design Hall of Portraits. Sometimes we stand on the heavy table to stretch our hamstrings, bend sideways to stretch our ribs, gaze towards the stars past the roof to stretch the neck that carries our brains that need to stretch and stretch. Breakfast in the Design Hall of Portraits is by invite only. Can you please pass more coffee to me? At 7 in the evening, we light the lights. Portrait photographs are devils, so handsome at night. Number two, at the end of the county in a cul-de-sac breakfast. My love was in charge of seeing half of things, and I was in charge of seeing the other half. Look, my car, I said. Look, he said. The sun came up, kissing my mouth through which I breathed, pushing a grass trimmer through the grass in front of our house. Nobody sees it. It is at the very end of the county in a cul-de-sac of coyotes, and the teenagers look for each other outside our house and can't find each other in the early morning in a language of howls and sighs that they speak fluently, some of them getting away, some of them passing out to be found at dawn, still sleeping when my love wakes up to make coffee. Then he can see them and tell me they are there. Look, I reply, a raindrop on our window. Look, I reply, a snowflake on our window. Look, I reply, wind blows through our window. Look, I reply, a snake is knocking at our window. Look, I reply, through the window which I can see from the bed, there is a snake and it is knocking at our window. My love brings me coffee. Every morning, my love wore a lion mask. My love sunned on the patio.